I want to thank the senators, the congresspersons, the governor and the mayor for joining me and Secretary Peters and others in my administration. We're here to talk about two disasters. First, we talked about the bridge collapsed. I was here earlier, saw the collapse firsthand, was impressed by the magnitude of the problem. My heart was touched by the fact that people lost their lives. Coming back here, I'm impressed by the spirit of cooperation that has taken place to solve the problem. The federal government, the state government, and the local government have worked very closely. On the one hand, to rescue the remains in a compassionate way. Appreciate our military divers who were so skilled at not only finding the bodies, but skilled at helping a loved one deal with grief. The question now is, how fast can we get the bridge built? Members of the Minnesota Senatorial and Congressional Delegation did really good work at the end of the session. Passed authorization for a significant chunk of money that will go to get this bridge up and running. And so our job now is to cut through the bureaucracy as best as possible and get the people down here a new bridge. And that's what we've been discussing. The recovery is not complete, but pretty close to complete. The investigation as to why is ongoing. The people of Minneapolis want to know is how fast can we get them a new bridge? And can it be modern? And can it accommodate future forms of transportation? And I believe the answer to that question is yes. The spirit that caused the recovery to be well coordinated is the very same spirit that's going to cause this bridge to get rebuilt. The governor and others have briefed me on the floods, Congressman Walz's district. These floods come suddenly. People wake up and find their lives turned upside down. Water comes charging through their communities. Really kind of wrecks the infrastructure, but what I have found, and the congressmen and senators found the same thing, you can't wreck the spirit of the people. The job of the federal government is to get help moving as quickly as possible. I just talked to the governor in the process of filing the necessary paperwork so that a flood of help can come down to him to get these people realizing somebody cares about them. I understand rural America pretty well. Sometimes people in rural America wonder whether or not the people in the cities think about it. And I appreciate you coming to brief me because I want those folks to understand the president hears about it. The senators and the government have heard about it. And we care about them. There's help that's available. There'll be help to get the small businesses up and running. There'll be help to get some shelter down there for people. I'm looking forward to making sure that the right people show up here on the ground. Secretary Peters has been the right person to coordinate this effort for the bridge, and we'll get somebody down here in charge to give your people in your district some hope. No doubt in my mind, when I come back to see the bridge open, that these communities will be up and running too. That state football championship team you're talking about, winning games again.
Appreciate it.
Thank you all for coming.